Governor-elect Ron DeSantis' environmental transition team is focusing on water quality and supply. But when climate change didn't come up in the team's discussions, advocates for environmental protection took action. I'm Blaze Ganey. Prior to winning the governor's race, Ron DeSantis promised to restore the Everglades and preserve the state's beaches. On December 10th, his environmental transition team met for the first time to discuss water quality and supply. The main focus, Everglades restoration after red tide caused a state of emergency in seven counties. Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Noah Valenstein says one plan is building water storage pools to keep contaminated water separate.
The main drivers of Everglades restoration are large storage and conveyance features to restore the Everglades. And so on the East Coast, you have the C-44 reservoir.
That reservoir is paid for by the state and federal government. And the one on the West Coast, the C-43 reservoir, is fully funded by the state. Valenstein says the reservoirs will create a lot of space for storage water.
Combined, these two reservoirs will provide more than 40 billion gallons of storage, as well as treatment components, to protect our estuaries.
But the West Coast reservoir won't be done until 2022, and others may take longer. Meanwhile, Aliki Moncrief, executive director of Florida Conservation Voters, delivered a letter with more than 3,000 signatures to the governor's office.
The letter really just asks Governor-elect DeSantis to acknowledge that climate change is a serious threat.
Florida State University student and intern with Environment Florida, Ashley Johnson, joined Moncrief. Johnson grew up near the Everglades and says she's seen firsthand the effects of climate change.
I had a lot of opportunities to enjoy the nature, and as the years went by, you slowly start to see the change in the enjoyment of what of where you're going, because you're seeing that animals are dying, some waters aren't suitable to go and swim in anymore, and these are waters that I've been swimming in since I can remember. So there is an emotional aspect to it, knowing that, you know, within my lifetime, and I'm only 22, that there's been so much change to the point that we can't even enjoy the nature that we grew up in.
During his campaign, DeSantis took a tour of the Everglades. He spoke with reporters afterward.
The sea rise may be because of human activity and the changing climate. You know, maybe it's not. I don't know. But what I do know is I see the sea rising. I see the increased flooding in South Florida. So I think you'd be a fool not to consider that an issue that we need to address.
Along with asking DeSantis to acknowledge climate change as a threat, the letter asks that he make polluters pay for cleanup, appoint scientists to water protection boards, and create a fund to support infrastructure investment.